The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the healthcare industry.
Over the past six decades, healthcare costs in the U.S. have surged 80-fold. Total annual expenses rose from $146 per person in 1960 to nearly $13,000 per person in 2021. That's roughly 7.6% per year, every year, for 61 years. Given that healthcare is driven by technology, and technologies tend to become more affordable over time, one would expect the average cost of healthcare to decrease as well. But that's clearly not the case. Instead, costs just keep rising. There are four main reasons for this. The first and most obvious is inflation. Inflation is the beast that will never die, a steady uptrend that pushes costs in every sector relentlessly higher over time. The most popular inflation gauge, the Consumer Price Index, climbed 857% from 1960 to 2021. During that entire period, it rarely fell. But when it did, the drop rarely lasted more than a few months.
Yes, inflation is definitely a horrible pill to swallow. So what's the second reason?
Well, the second reason for high costs is administrative expenses, which account for roughly 34% of healthcare spending in the U.S. In Canada's single-payer system, administrative expenses only account for half as much of the total healthcare spending. Countries like Germany and Switzerland have multiple-payer healthcare systems like we do in the United States, but even their administrative costs are only about half of ours. A huge part of the administrative burden is the lack of standardization. Think of the way barcodes on retail products all conform to the same standard, or how you can easily send money between any two financial institutions in the country, or just about anywhere else, thanks to standardized methods like automated clearinghouse transactions. There are no such standards for medical payments. It's as if every health insurer has a different barcode or payment system. So we wind up with all kinds of jobs that don't even exist in other countries, like medical records coding and claim submission specialists. The salaries for those otherwise irrelevant positions bump up administration costs, and the increases are passed on to the consumer.
And many times, the claims are coded incorrectly, so our insurance won't cover it, and that means even more is passed on to the consumer. So what's the third reason for these astronomical costs?
The third reason for rapidly rising healthcare costs is the fact that humans are living longer. Data collected in the 50 years prior to 2018 suggests that people who reach age 65 have gained roughly 3 additional years of life each generation. So on average, if you reach age 65, you'll live 3 years longer than your parents did. And if your children reach age 65, they'll live 3 years longer than you did. Since healthcare costs rise dramatically in the final years of life, living longer will generally lead to more healthcare expenses. A longer life that ends with a severe illness will lead to an even greater increase. And lastly, there's the influence of government, an insanely complex topic in healthcare. Venture capitalist Mark Andreessen suggested in a recent blog post that the government is to blame for high and rising costs in industries like education and healthcare.
I would agree with that notion. You would think the people we elect would put a stop to these outrageous healthcare costs. They have the power to streamline and regulate these costs, but for some reason they don't.
And in researching this report, we have come to realize that we could spend a year trying to figure out why healthcare costs keep rising and still not get to the bottom of it. But regardless, we are less interested in why costs are ever rising and more interested in the intriguing opportunity that such a scenario creates. Managed care organizations, or MCOs, the term managed care refers to the insurance-centered system of healthcare that has been in place since the 1980s. It arranges patient visits with doctors and other medical professionals at hospitals, clinics, and other facilities around the world. Every day, another 10,000 baby boomers age into Medicare eligibility, and it's estimated that by 2025, more than 70 million people will be eligible for Medicare. But typical health insurance business model, they agree to pay your patient's medical and administrative costs in exchange for fixed monthly insurance premiums, usually under one-year agreements. If you've ever registered for health insurance through your employer, you're already familiar with the annual sign-up period, during which you choose which type of coverage you want and learn how much will be deducted from your paycheck for it.
But that typical insurance plan has huge deductibles and copays people have to pay first before the insurance even kicks in. And every year, our premiums skyrocket from the year prior.
MCOs earn a profit by charging more in premiums than it pays out in medical bills. For example, in 2022, it used 80% to 85% of its premium revenues to provide healthcare services. That's called the medical cost ratio. The lower the medical cost ratio, the higher the insurer's profits. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reported a year ago that 35 million people signed up for health insurance after the Affordable Care Act of 2010, or Obamacare, passed. MCO's premium revenue has tripled since then. Some analysts expect revenue to keep growing as the current healthcare system expands.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at BradfordFinancialCenter.com or call 515-532-6661 or toll free at 1-800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.
The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.